Well, in the wake of restrictions placed on public gatherings and travel, a slew of music and arts events have been cancelled, leaving many artists out of pocket. The Australian Music Industry Network and the Australian Festival Association have partnered with industry partners to tally lost income on ilostmygig.net.au. And as of today, this afternoon, Australia and New Zealand musicians have reported a total income loss of $150 million. Isabella Carbone's report begins with the personal story of one musician.
So far, I've had about 3 gig cancellations. I've got one job I'm waiting to hear back on. So far, just for me personally, that's probably about $3,000 worth of gigs and of work. But other people I know personally, for example, Kerry Anderson, local drummer, she's had a tour to the US cancelled and has lost over $15,000 worth of work alone. And I know that that is a message that seems to be echoing throughout.
South Australian musician Annie Siegman talking about the personal cost of coronavirus cancellations. CEO of Music SA Lisa Bishop says that there is definitely cause for concern in the sector.
Most musicians rely on income from live music, and with the cancellations of public gatherings, they're going to be really severely impacted. A lot of musicians also supplement their income from work in the hospitality industry and from work teaching at schools. So there's almost a double, triple whammy in terms of the hit on income. People just won't be able to tour anymore. So the biggest impact will be financial, but there will also be a mental toll. There'll be fear and boredom and stress and anxiety and a sense of alienation. So we need to encourage people to look out for mental health resources as well.
Lisa says it's not just musicians and artists that will be affected.
It's the people that handle the equipment, construct stages, do the lighting, run the audio, the sound engineers, etc. The impact is going to be widespread, and there are fortunately in Australia lots of online mental health resources.
So the impact is going to be felt very widely. How are the venues, the bookers and music managers all being affected by the coronavirus cancellations?
It's devastating. We'll be looking at venue closures, and there are many venues, particularly those venues that rely on live music as part of their business model and don't have restaurants or gaming rooms, they're really going to be adversely impacted. It's hard enough as it is in terms of the tax pressures, etc., that live music venues manage to then have to deal with not having people come through the doors and drink their beer and eat their food, etc. So, and they're like small arts organisations. They don't have massive cash reserves to see them through a rainy day.
But musicians are making the best out of the situation. Annie Siegman has collaborated with Ryan Martin John on a new project called Bunker Sessions.
I think it was last Thursday, Friday, when I just saw a sea of everyone's cancellations that are coming through online, and I'm like, I've got to do something. And Ryan and I work together quite a bit, and we've got the setup to do things like create podcasts, have interviews, and create live content as well from local creatives and hopefully from interstate artists as well. And you will have exclusive access to how-to videos on sound engineering, tips on photography. There'll be live performances.
How are musicians and artists adapting to the social distancing measures that are being put in place?
I think everyone's just sort of working out whether or not they've got the tech at home to make remote lessons and remote rehearsals a possibility. I know some people are still throwing gigs and performances and still going out there and teaching. Not too sure about how I feel about that at this time, but I think we're all just kind of doing our best.
And Annie has a message for music fans across Australia.
Invest in people's products. So don't stream their song, maybe go and buy it from Bandcamp or buy the album from Bandcamp, or better still, buy a physical piece of merchandise. And as well, like, the whole idea for Bunker Sessions was to turn everyone's skill set into something tangible that could be accessed by the masses. So I think it's just being mindful of where the stuff that we consume, the entertainment comes from, and finding where people can invest their money and maybe learn a new skill or hear a new song or discover a new artist. Yeah, I think now is going to be that time to step outside of the box and have a look at what's out there.
Musician Annie Siegman speaking to The Wire's Isabella Carbone, and we'll put some links on The Wire's website to all of those projects that are being talked about.